Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I appreciate your business. Thank you for the business. Thanks for being here. Christina Cavanaugh is here, too. Christina is the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox, and she is one of the world's experts on this topic, and we're grateful that she spends time with us from time to time to help us sort through all the different ways of communicating electronically, including email. Christina Cavanaugh, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. My pleasure, as always.
It's good to have you back. You know, Christina, me being such an old guy and everything, and I tell people that, you know, when I first started making a living, of course, they think I was doing in the marketplace before there was electricity, but I tell them it was a little after that. Some of the kids who worked for me, but I remember making my living with a ballpoint pen and an Underwood 5 typewriter, and you know we had telephones and that was pretty much it. Today, so you didn't really have much. You didn't really have a lot of options. You either called somebody, you went to see them, or you mailed them a letter. Today, you've got lots of different ways of connecting with people, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And they're all, unlike the pen and the mail, they're instant.
Yeah. And that's good, and that also creates issues. But today, when we decide to connect, and I'm running into this right now with even with people, you know, in my generation, you know, depending on what's going on, where I think they are, what I'm sending, what I'm trying to connect with them about, I decide whether I'm going to send them an email, whether I'm going to text them, or whether I'm going to call them. And if they're younger, I may try to connect with them on Facebook or Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that actually is another one of the, like, the channel is being splintered even further. So now you've got people with older experience who've used tools in different ways, and then you're something different for people who are younger. And I think that's the way it's going to be, and that's the way it really should be for us in this new 21st century world of instant communication. We need to be really diligent about and think about what we're going to send and how we're going to send it to the recipient. One example I wanted to mention was really about Twitter. Twitter and Facebook, but Twitter in particular, because posts there are so instant that they can be too instant, and there's a danger there.
In what way?
Well, what I'm finding out through my research is there's a little bit of a cottage industry amongst lawyers developing that people are being fired for tweets. And tweets that they might make, not necessarily against their companies, but tweets they might make weighing in on certain social issues, but because they work for a particular company, suddenly it's like, oh, no, you can't say that. Yeah, you know, so we've got to be even more careful with Facebook and Twitter because of the, you know, instant nature of the communication.
I heard there's a story for about a year or so ago about and the employee of a company had been to the city where that one of their major customers' headquarters was, and they'd worked with them that day, and they were back at the airport on the way home, and they tweeted some kind of this was in the early days of Twitter, and they tweeted some kind of derogatory remark, and I don't know exactly what they said. It wasn't blatant, but it was not wise, and they tweeted it, and I guess they thought maybe only their friend was going to see it. And that company found out about it, and they had fired that company as a vendor before that employee got back to the office.
Yeah. Yes.
Over what that employee said.
Yeah, And that's, I think, something that for all of your listeners as well to take in is that it's great to be on Facebook, especially Facebook, because it drives business to your site and to Twitter as well as the support. But you've got to be really careful out there because the things that you might weigh in on or tweet about or post, your customers might look at that and they might not even tell you they're not going to renew business with you. But, you know, suddenly they won't. So we've got to be really careful.
All of a sudden they don't take your calls anymore and you don't get any more business from them. You know, another thing with email that I do, I try my best when I'm composing an email, if it's, you know, other, if it's other than just a reply, you know, confirming something or something, you know, that it's totally innocuous. If there's anything, if it has any import at all or could be taken any way the wrong way, I never hit reply. I always create a new email and do the email in an unaddressed email. And then when I'm happy with it, then I hit reply and I copy and paste over in there. But I try never to have anything incomplete or anything that might be of a concern on an email platform that could actually accidentally be sent.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Very good.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.